Hello and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into a topic that's close to many of our hearts, instant gratification and its impact on our financial health. If you've ever wondered why that shiny new gadget or delicious takeout seems so irresistible even when rent is due next week, you're in the right place. You might have noticed these patterns in your own spending habits or observed them in others. Either way, today we're going to unravel this together. Now, instant gratification is quite fascinating once you peel back the layers. It's the powerful urge to experience pleasure without delay. Our brains are actually wired for this. We get a quick dopamine rush from an immediate reward, making it incredibly hard to resist those impulse purchases. I remember working with a client who could never say no to online shopping. It was a real struggle, but we found success by setting small, achievable goals for delayed satisfaction. It's amazing how transformative that can be. Let's talk about how this craving for instant gratification affects our finances. It often leads to impulse buying, credit card debt, and a lack of savings. It's a bit like having dessert before dinner. It feels great in the moment, but isn't the best choice for your long-term well-being. Our financial health isn't just about numbers. It's deeply tied to our emotions and behaviors. The choices we make today shape our future stability. Insights from behavioral finance can be incredibly useful for anyone looking to transform their spending habits. Now, let's explore some strategies to manage this. One technique I love is the 24-hour rule. If you find yourself wanting to buy something non-essential, wait a full day before making the purchase. This pause often clears the emotional fog and lets rational thought take over. Visualizing long-term goals is another powerful method. Picture that dream vacation, your future home, or the peace of mind from a robust emergency fund. It's motivating because it connects today's choices with tomorrow's aspirations. Peer influence is another factor to consider. We often feel the pressure to match the spending habits of those around us, especially younger adults influenced by social media. Recognizing this can be a game changer in resisting the pull of instant gratification. Let's get into the nuances of delayed gratification. It's not about saying no to everything. It's about making strategic decisions, investing in experiences or items that add lasting value to your life. Think about education, skill development, or health and wellness investments. I had a student who bypassed the latest smartphone to invest in an online course that aligned with their career goals. It seemed like a delayed reward, but it opened up amazing opportunities just a few months later. I often get questions about breaking free from the instant gratification cycle. Yes, it's possible, but it requires practice, self-awareness, and patience. It's a journey. Social media also plays a significant role in influencing our spending habits. Platforms are designed to amplify the desire for immediate rewards, showcasing aspirational lifestyles that can lead to impulsive buying. This can contribute to rising credit card debt, especially among younger people. So what's your next step? Start small. Identify one area where instant gratification sneaks up on you the most. Like daily coffee runs or online shopping. Write down your financial goals, make them tangible, and revisit them regularly to keep them top of mind. Don't hesitate to seek help, whether from a financial advisor, a supportive community, or a friend who can keep you accountable. For those ready to dive deeper into behavioral finance, there are excellent resources available to guide you. Remember, it's not about being perfectly disciplined all the time. It's about being mindful and making choices that align with the life you truly want to build. Here's to smarter spending and healthier financial futures for all of us. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, take care.